Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Quince. I need to advise you the call being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Yes, I how you doing? Yeah, I wanted to file for unemployment. I lost my job.
Oh, okay, I can help you with that. May I have your social?
370.
Mm-hmm.
72.
Mm-hmm.
7429. Mm-hmm.
So that 370-72-749, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, can you verify that name for me?
Victor Miller.
And your date of birth?
August 23rd, 1964.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
Dorothy Reed.
Okay. And verify the date of birth for me one more time so we can start your application.
August 23rd, 1964.
Okay, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
I got my GED.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What state was that driver's license issue?
Alabama.
And may I have that driver's license number?
Let me get it out of my pocket.
Okay.
Let me see this.
Okay, repeat that driver's license number for me.
103-16-737.
Okay. So that's 103-16-737, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, if you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Veteran Prepaid Benefits Card. Which one would you prefer today, sir?
I prefer the card.
Okay. The benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payment, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, may I have your mailing address?
Okay, let me get this for you. Because I'm in the process of moving because I stay. I can go ahead and give you my address, because just in case I move before I get the card, I still can get it. I can still get the postal change it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, 1013.
Mm-hmm.
Magnolia Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment A as in Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Huntsville, Alabama, 35816.
Okay. Is your resident address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
Okay.
No, my mailing. Oh, go ahead. See, my mailing address for the change, that's why I'm going to give you the different one, but I don't have the paper with me, so I don't know it right now.
Okay. You can update it.
Okay.
Just make sure you just give us a call back, and we can update that for you, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. So may I have your telephone number, your cell phone number?
Yes, 256-337-6176.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, 256-337-6176, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, may I have your email address?
vm308462@gmail.com.
Okay, may I have your mailing address?
My mailing address is the mm-hmm. one I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
1013.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to verify it to you. I'm sorry. So I have 1013 Magnolia Drive, Northwest, Apartment A, Huntsville, Alabama, 35816.
Yeah. Yes, that's it.
Okay. Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following professional license have you ever held? cytopathology, external medicine, pediatric surgery, rontgenology, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Sterling Heights, Saginaw, Holland, Flint, or none of the above?
Flint.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Air Care, Environmental Management Resources, Selective Arts, Venture, or none of the above?
Venture.
Okay. All right. Did you file for a receipt, huh?
Oh, go ahead, go ahead. I'm going to let you go ahead and finish. I had a question, but I'll wait till you get done.
Okay. Did you file for a receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No. Nope.
Okay. You can go ahead.
Yeah, I filed for unemployment here. When we got to shut down, for Christmas break, I filed for the week unemployment that we was off here. And everybody else got theirs, and I didn't get mine. And I was calling y'all to find out why I didn't get mine. Well, she explained to me when she called me back. She said because in the last 18 months, see, I got here in September, and I've been working since September here. But she said they go back 18 months, and I was working for Walmart in Michigan, in Flint, Michigan. So I would have to file through Michigan unemployment. And I didn't feel like going through all that for no week of unemployment because I didn't know how to do it. But now that I needed my unemployment now, I'm going to have to go through that because they had me send them a picture of my ID with next to my face and my Social Security card. I did all that. All that's already on file. But do I have to go through Michigan unemployment right now?
No. You still file the regular way.
Okay. That's what she was telling me. I was like, you can have a week. I don't even want to go through all that.
I
need it now, though. This is not just a week, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got to do this until I can find me another job.
Right. Okay, did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Nope.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
TRA, what is that?
It's kind of like a trade.
Oh, no, I don't have it.
All right, what was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was last Monday. Let me see. What's today's day?
Today's the 14th, Valentine's Day.
14th, yeah, you know. I ain't got no other. Anyway, hell, I would know that. But anyway, the 7th was the last day I worked.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school of training?
No.
Okay. Are you available to yourself full-time work?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
I'm available for what?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
All shifts? You said all shifts? Like
yes,
in
yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you worked for the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for or you received work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
What would you say? I don't know. I don't know. See, I only been here like 5 or 6 months, so I don't really know how far. What's the average?
Probably 50.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That,
50 there, 50 back, yeah. What's the lowest hourly wage you would sell?
Right now, I take $15. I don't care. I need
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hire, huh?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat it?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Uh-uh.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And may I have your job title, your last job, Mr. Miller?
A material handler.
All righty. Okay. And may I have your job employer? What was their name?
ARD.
Okay. It may have a good telephone number for them.
Yes, let me get this. I got this number right. Let me see. Get out of here. Oh, man, I get my glasses now. I can't really see it though. I think I can see this number. Nah, let me get my glasses. Just 1 second.
Yes, sir. Take your time.
Okay. It's 931-629-8841. And his name is Jim Pulley. Jim Pulley. P-U-L-L-E-Y. He's the manager. Hello.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Oh, I just want to make sure you got it. I thought yes. You had disappeared.
I'm sorry. So when's your employment start date? When was your very first day, Mr. Miller?
Very first day I would say was it was in August. It was at the end of August.
Okay.
Yeah, it was at the end of August, I know for sure. So my birthday is on the 23rd, and I started working there the next week, that Monday. So I don't know what the date that was.
Okay. What city and state was they were performed in?
What work? The work I'm doing at Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville. Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day at work, like holiday pay, sick pay, or vacation pay?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or received a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And why are you no longer working?
I terminated.
Why? Did they give you a reason why?
Yes, for attendance.
Attendance? Okay.
Yes.
And name of the person who gave you, name and title of the person who discharged you.
Jim Pulley. That's the name I gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his phone number I gave you, too.
Mm-hmm. And what was he, the manager, supervisor?
Yeah, he's the manager.
Okay. And that date of discharge was February 7, 2022?
Yes.
And what was the final incident that caused that discharge? Was what, absent?
I was late.
Due to
traffic. See, I don't know the traffic around here. And he said due to, I called in and told him I was going to be late. He just said, because my truck broke down, and I don't know nobody in Alabama. I'm from Michigan, mm-hmm. So I was having problems getting to work. So he gave me a 3-day suspension. He said, if you miss another day, you know, we're going to let you go. So I finally got my situation together, you know, with my truck. I put it in the shop, got it fixed or whatever. But then I'm on the way to work, I got caught up in this traffic here, and I don't really know nothing about this traffic. And I was late for work, and he said, just don't worry about coming in.
Okay, so when you What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge? Did you try to get your job back? Did you, like, what?
Yes. Yes, I called him. I talked to him. I explained to him, like, you know, I went through a thing about my truck being broke down. I don't really know nobody in this state. And, you know, I know I was late that day, but I don't know nothing about the traffic and how they, you know, what streets to take or nothing like that. So I tried to ask him. I said, we could give him another chance and see if I can, you know, be there. And I didn't understand this because two people that he let go, that they were got fired, like, when I first started working, they got hired right back. I was like, well, why would you? He said, well, you can wait 30 days and get hired back. 30 days, I've been lost my apartment and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess if I apply back, they'll hire me back, but I'm not, I'd rather go somewhere else and work. I'm going to find me another job. I'm not worried.
Right. All righty. Well, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah. But then I'll have to file it or whatever if they take it out first.
Yeah, they won't have it taken out for you already.
Okay.
Okay. So let me, you have a pen and piece of paper so I can give you that temporary pen?
Just 1 second. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Let me grab it. Okay, I'm ready. Hello?
Yes. Okay, so that temporary pin is going to be 2964.
2964?
Yes.
And I got a question for you when you get done.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Okay, so that week that I did file that I let go of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be, can I add that on to this or just don't worry about it, just stick with this claim?
Oh, stay with this claim right here.
Okay.
Only because if you try to do back pay, then they're going to automatically deny you. So
okay,
they keep this right here. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Okay, so that temporary pen, you will be able to change that once you do your first weekly certification. And make sure you keep that pen and piece of paper. We got a lot to go over.
Okay.
So, again, a temporary pin is 2964. A good way to remember that. 29 is the last 2 digits of your social. 64 is the last 2 digits of the year you were born, okay?
I noticed that. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. So that's A-L-A.
A-L-A.
B-A-M-A.
B-A-M-A. Okay.
Works, WORKS, and that's together, okay?
Okay. And that's, I think that's where I'm at now, right? That's the place I'm at now.
Oh, that's where you're at right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, look at you.
Yeah.
So while you're there, make sure, well, we're going to go over that. So it's
okay.
alabamaworks.alabama.gov. So alabamaworks.alabamaspelledoutcompletely.gov.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's the web address to do your weekly set. That's the web address to update your online resume. So while you're there, you can go ahead and do that online resume. I'd like to tell my father it's best that you do it as soon as we got the phone or later on today. Therefore, you won't forget. And the only thing you have to worry about is your weekly certification for the upcoming weeks.
Okay.
Okay, so failure to...
I do it as soon as I get off the phone.
Okay, so failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work at the least thinking full-time work each week that you claim benefits, and you will once you update that online resume.
Okay.
Okay, so unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.
If I can help it, I have problems with the internet. Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, you had option to file by telephone as well, Mr. Miller. The telephone number you should call each week is 1-800. 1-800-752-7389.
Yes, so that's 1-800-752-7389.
Yes, I got it. Okay, so your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. So that means you can file any day of the week, Mr. Miller, as long as you can file before 5 p.m. Friday.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I had to call sometime this week before Friday.
No, you won't do it this week. This week, the only thing you did was this application and update the online resume. Now, next week,
okay.
You will make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, starting Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sunday. Okay, I'll put that down here. All right.
Okay, so an information booklet would be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800.
1-800.
361. 4524.
4524.
Mhm. Okay. Okay, so your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may not require a follow-up interview with you. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, Mr. Miller, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
Yes. Sunday, when I call Sunday, what number will I call Sunday?
You will call 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
And that's your weekly certification number.
Okay. I got it. Okay, so when I go out the phone to do this, I'll update my resume then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. Made it a lot simpler than it was last time for me.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Conversation Call Center. You have a great day, Mr. Miller.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.